now. Is it worth the time I've waited? She was all I need to make me see. Oh, I keep talking with all my mind. Everything's gonna turn out right. I've been lonely too long.
You've been lonely too long.
Lonely so long.
You've been
now look at me, gliding through this world of beauty. Everything I do brings ecstasy.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. With no end to the government shutdown in sight, President Trump will meet senators today, but Capitol Hill correspondent Nicole Killian reports only from one party.
Republican senators have been invited to the White House to meet with President Trump for lunch. Oftentimes, Republican senators have weekly lunches where they hear from prominent speakers. But in this case, we know that they will be sitting down to lunch with President Trump, likely in the Rose Garden. Of course, this comes as we are now entering the third week of the government shutdown.
GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson has kept the House in recess for a month now. Two of President Trump's envoys are back in Israel to keep the Israel-Hamas peace plan moving ahead and to shore up the ceasefire. Correspondent Deborah Patter reports from Israel.
U.S. mediator Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The planned visit was to discuss the next steps in the peace process, but it was also an opportunity to make sure Israel and Hamas keep the ceasefire on track.
In historic votes, both chambers of the Japanese parliament have now voted to select Sanae Takaichi to be the country's first female prime minister. Alex Jensen reports.
Japan's record of gender inequalities being raised with the election of Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi. But the hardline conservative also has other issues to overcome, not least recovering public trust in her scandal-hit party and strengthening ties with U.S. President Donald Trump, who recently called her a person of great wisdom.
First on Takaichi's agenda, a meeting with the emperor. In Atlanta, Billy Joe Cagle's family alerted police he might be on his way to Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport to hurt people. Cagle was stopped by police before that could happen.
Give me my phone. No. It's filming.
Police found an AR-15 weapon in his car and took him into custody. Fans of the Toronto Blue Jays have much to celebrate.
For the first time in 32 years, the Toronto Blue Jays are headed back to the World Series.
1-0 pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Left field and deep. A Rosarena turns. Gone! A Springer! Dinger!
The call courtesy of the Blue Jays radio network. Outfielder George Springer erased a 2-0 deficit with that three-run blast in the seventh to help the Blue Jays beat the Mariners 4-3 in the decisive Game 7 of the American League Championship Series. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
The Blue Jays host the Dodgers in Game 1 Friday. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy has arrived at a Paris prison to begin serving a 5-year sentence for criminal conspiracy in financing a 2007 election. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Every time I turn around, my friends at Pure Talk give me one more reason to feel good about switching.
This month, for instance, they're supporting Canines for Warriors, a terrific organization that trains rescue dogs and then pairs them up with combat veterans struggling with PTSD. The result? They're saving lives on both ends of the leash. This is why I switched to Pure Talk. I like being in business with an American wireless company who shares my values. Yeah, I appreciate unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $25 a month, and I bet you will too. But I think you'll really appreciate doing business with a company who gives back to the men and women who volunteered to defend our country. Just dial #250, say micro. With Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team, you can switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, dial #250, say micro, to switch to an American wireless company who actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Sports broadcaster Dick Stockton has retired after a 55-year career.
Dick Stockton was the Boston Red Sox broadcaster who was part of the Game 6 network telecast. He says when the game went into extra innings,
and NBC said, well, let's just go back and pick D2 10, Joe does 11, Dick does 12, and we go until we're done.
Joe Garagiola could have big-footed him, but didn't. When Carlton Fisk pulled the second pitch of the 12th inning down the left field line,
it is the most difficult play to call. It's not one of those long drives where you can rhapsodize.
It happened that fast.
There it goes, a long drive. If it stays fair, home run.
The Red Sox, of course, lost the series to the Cincinnati Reds, but Stockton's call has become one of the most replayed moments in sports history. Peter King, CBS News.
The Supreme Court will consider whether people who regularly smoke marijuana can legally own guns. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds, blustery and colder, with scattered showers developing in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 50s. For tonight, scattered showers continuing during the evening hours. Still blustery, low temperatures in the lower 40s. It's 48 degrees at our studios.
Thing he's found. Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition, divided by magician.
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Kind of guy that would say, hey baby, let's get away, let's go someplace, huh, where I don't care. He's the kind of guy that should give you everything and trust your heart, share all of your love till death do you part.
Salvation. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, I'm a believer.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, baby, feel the locomotion.
I know you'll get to like it if you give it a chance now.
Little baby, see if you can do it with ease. It's easier than letting
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio, online at WRJN.com.
Sturdy old part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know.
matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. How is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
time that I found her holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too.
98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. She had tan, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool. Her eyes were clear and bright. But she's not there. Well, no one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her.
Trying to find her, she's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked.
Senorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. If you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Oh, my sweet Fraulein to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
WZTI
CBS
Greenfield.
News Brief. Police in Atlanta say they prevented a possible mass shooting at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport after arresting a 49-year-old man with an assault rifle who described his plan on a social media live stream. Police Chief Darren Shearbaum.
We are standing here talking about a tragedy averted versus standing here telling you about 27-plus lives that were lost or injured.
Federal appeals court clears the way for the president to deploy troops to Portland, Oregon, but part of a lower court ruling preventing it remains in place. Governor Tina Kotek.
We're going to continue to show up for our neighbors, make our voices heard, and use our collective power to protect our communities and our democracy.
Day 21 of a government shutdown, and the Senate's voted no on a bill to end it for an 11th time. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Democrats continue to insist that in order to earn their votes, Republican leaders must come to the table and address the rising cost of health care.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen.